everyone to the Disney podcast with Chloe. Today we'll be discussing about a new ride that people have been talking about a lot. I have just heard of this about 2 days ago, I think, around 3 or 4. But anyways, let's get started. So this is probably only at Disney World, not Disneyland or Disney in Tokyo or anything like that. It's in Disney World, which is in Orlando, Florida. So, yeah. So if you haven't heard of it, you should go to the place. It's kind of like Disneyland. But anyways, let's get started. So in Disney World, they have this ride called Splash Mountain. It's about, it's a water ride where a bunny gets chased after a fox and a bear. It's based on a vintage TV show that came out around the 1970s or 60s, around that time when Disney was still alive. And so anyways, so if you guys have been writing this, here's the news. They are going to remake Splash Mountain into Princess and the Frog. But Splash Mountain, when they make it Princess and the Frog, it will be still in its shape, like the big famous waterfall that people go down and at the last part of the roller coaster. That will definitely still be there. It's just, it'll be changing. So there won't be a rabbit being chased by a bear or a fox. It will be Princess and the Frog. If you haven't seen the movie, you should go check it out before you go on the ride. So, kind of makes sense, and you'll know what's happening in the ride. That's what I would do. So, anyways, yeah, Princess and the Frog is a really good movie, and so if you have seen it, well, yeah, you've seen it. And so we don't have an exact date of when they're going to change it, but it's coming soon in the future. There are other buildings that are building up. So there is one ride that's in construction in Epcot. It's based on a one from Disneyland. So it's, if you heard of it or seen it on YouTube, then you know what I'm talking about. Now it's in Epcot in Orlando for the first time, and they're still in construction. But yeah, so they're still in construction. So if you go to Epcot, you can see them building. It's like at the end, like right next in the kids area, like where Dumbo is, and then you go to the Goofy roller coaster, and then when you go all the way to the line, you can see the construction. So anyways, what they're building is one from Disneyland. So there's these people that go on these electric motorcycles like a roller coaster. I think you guys have heard of this before. If you haven't, well, you should see, you Google it or search it up on YouTube, and it'll help you understand what I'm talking about. But anyways, yes, so that happened. And so in Disneyland, if you guys live in California, people who are hearing this, Disneyland, you probably heard of the Haunted Mansion ride turned into the new ride called Coco. And I think you guys have heard of that before over by California. If you haven't heard of it, you can Google it. If you Google some stuff, it's kind of like conspiracy theory of Disney, and if I were you, I wouldn't trust every single one, because every single one, I don't think every single one's true, but some of them are true. But, so don't get your hopes too up if you find somebody that says, oh, they're gonna change the Finding Nemo ride into Finding Dory or the Haunted Mansion. Yeah, I don't think you should expect that. But if you go to Disney, you could talk to the cast member. You could talk to the people that work there, and talk to them, and just ask them if there are going to be construction. Because I don't know if I could trust any Google one. I mean, I seen one said something about the Haunted Mansion in Disney World, but they already did in Disneyland, probably. I don't have no clue, because I don't live in California. But anyways, if it is true, I don't know. I'm not quite sure. It's just like so confusing if you ask me, because some things are true and some things aren't true. But the one that's Splash Mountain turning into Princess and the Frog is true. So if you live in Florida, Orlando, or if you want to go to Disney World, that will probably happen. I have no idea what it's gonna be like, but so when the Disney Princess and the Frog comes out, I'll be posting it on Instagram. If you didn't see, my username is Art Lover Channel. Follow me, and yeah, so maybe later on in future you will see that video of me on the ride of Princess and the Frog. That probably be like, I don't know, 2022 or something like that. But I'm not quite sure what the year is yet, because 2020, scary. Yeah, I miss Disney World because of COVID-19. We're just staying home, and I'm like, oh my god, I am bored to death. And I'm just thinking about me riding a roller coaster in Disney World. I'm like, ugh. I'll just be so happy when COVID-19's over. Hopefully it's not forever, but over in Elizabeth County, or on phase 2, so Disney World probably open soon, but they have a lot of safe rules that I never heard of before. But yeah, hopefully it opens soon. But if adults or senior's parents, if you go to Disney World, Disney World's making it safe for all family members. Like, they have very safe things. You can Google it, parents, you can Google it, and they talk about how the safety they are at Disney World for the COVID-19. So anyways, yeah. So, if you are watching, tell us to your parents if you ask them to go to Disney World and you're not sure because of COVID-19. But yeah, if you hear this, go right to your parents and tell them about them. Like, if you live near Disneyland, Disney World, or Disney Tokyo, or any place with Disney World. Recently, one that came out when I was probably a little bit younger was that, so if you guys went to Disney World and you go to Epcot and you go to, there's like, you know, there's different types of like countries, and when you go to Norway, there used to be this troll ride. I used to ride when I was probably like 4 or something around that, 3 or 4, but anyways, it was really good. And so when I was like 6 or like 7 or 8, I don't know, but I'm 10 right now, but probably just 6 maybe, after maybe when I'm 7, I don't know, I don't know, but anyways, when I was like probably 7, after Frozen came out around 2016, they changed the troll ride to Frozen, and when I go on the ride, it's really short, which is, it just, oh my gosh, it just makes me angry. But because, like, so when you go to, so if you go to Epcot, and if you go into the Frozen ride, you'll probably just see a line that is just long all the way to the the big house in Norway. It's just really long, and it's like, when I had experience, so I know, So when I was in the line, it was like 2 hour wait, and I was like, my legs hurt. We had to sit down. Oh my god, it was just so bad. And the Disney ride, the Frozen ride, it's just like, it's only like not even 5 minutes. It's like just probably a minute and 30 seconds. It's just a waste of 2 hours of your Disney time just for an hour, not hour, 1 minute and 30 second thing ride. It's just, I mean, I'm not trying to encourage you to not go. I'm just saying that if you're in the line, it's just really long. I'm not encouraging you to not go. I want you to go to the Frozen ride. It's really good, but it's, I'm just saying, it's a really long line and really short, you know, short time on the ride. But anyways, yeah, so that happened. Let me think. Probably the smallest part of the country of Epcot, if you've been to Epcot and you look for all the countries, there's like different parts of countries. The smallest one is Africa. It's just probably just a few shops. There's face painting there for kids and for maybe like teenagers. And there's like these carving statues. You go there, they have really nice stuff, like so these animal carvings made out of wood. It's really pretty. I didn't buy one, but it's still pretty. Also, there's so if you, when you enter Africa, between China and Africa, there's this little drum circle in this Coca-Cola brand truck. And so I always go to the drums, just have a fun time there for about like 30 or 10 minutes. And it's just really fun. And right next to the shop, they sell like the Lion King, toys and like stuffed animals. And right next to that, there's musical instruments, and that's like my favorite. I keep on playing and just stop by. I'm like, Mom, let's just pull over and just play his music for a bit, maybe just for as like about 10, like 5 minutes, and then it was just like 20 minutes later. Wee, this is so fun. It's just like you get so distracted from the music. Oh my gosh, it's just so funny though. If people who are hearing this, if you go to Epcot like around springtime, I'm just like, let me think. I can't really talk right now because like I'm so tired. So in springtime, there's like a little spring festival, and if you go to all the different like countries and the different parts, they have these statues. They're not statues, but they're like made out of like flowers and leaves. And it's really nice. If you guys can Google it on it, and you can look at some photos, and so you can see that in the springtime, but you can't expect that to be every season, like summer or winter, just be in the springtime. It's like a spring thing. Also in spring, in Epcot, when you enter Epcot, there's like that big circle. And when you get walk near Figment of Imagination, there's this, in springtime only, you can't see like any other time but spring. So you see butterflies there. It's like a little butterfly, little greenhouse. So you walk through it, you could see the butterflies and the cocoons, and you could, and for parents and, for kids, they had these little, that juice box brand. They just like, it's like a little, there's like little facts there like for kids to look at. It's really nice and probably improve kids' knowledges of butterflies, different types of butterflies. But anyways, it's really nice and fresh air, and it's like, And so you can look at the caterpillars, and they say the different types of caterpillars. And you can see all the butterflies and all the cocoons and the little houses. It's really nice. It's a little short walk through, or you can stay there longer. It's just really nice. But so yeah. So that's it for tonight. And tomorrow I might do some interviews for like episode 3. But anyways, I hope you enjoy all this stuff I talked about Disneyland and Disney World. And I hope you enjoy, and please come back tomorrow and watch more of the Disney podcast with me, Chloe. Okay, everyone, have a good night or a good day.